A German neo-Nazi is sentenced to life in prison for the murder of 10 people, including 8 Turkish immigrants. And in the World Cup football, it's England against Croatia. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Wednesday, July 11th. In Germany, a neo-Nazi gang member has been sentenced to life in prison for killing 10 people. Beate Şepe was found guilty of the murder of 8 Turkish immigrants, a Greek and a German policewoman, between 2000 and 2007. Şepe was part of a group that called itself the National Socialist Underground. Turkey criticized the verdict, saying the court's findings had not revealed links with the deep state and intelligence, and that the real criminals had gone unpunished. A NATO summit is getting underway in Brussels, with a showdown brewing between the US and several key allies. US President Donald Trump claims non-US members of the pact are not paying their way to keep the alliance going. Then, on the eve of the summit, Trump said Germany was totally controlled by and captive to Russia because of German dependence on Russian energy. German Chancellor Angela Merkel might have something to say when she meets Trump later today. After a 3-day international operation in Thailand, all 12 boys and their football coach are out of the cave they'd been trapped in. They're now recovering in hospital, and the Thai Prime Minister is thanking everyone involved in the rescue mission. One former Thai Navy SEAL died in the rescue operation. In Pakistan, at least 21 people, including a party political leader, have been killed in a bombing at an election rally. The explosion happened as the leader of the Awami National Party, Harun Bilur, took to the stage in the city of Peshawar on Tuesday. More than 60 others were wounded in the attack. The Pakistani Taliban have claimed responsibility. And finally, in World Cup football, France are through to the final after beating Belgium 1-0 in St. Petersburg. They'll know who they'll be playing on Sunday after today's semi-final between England and Croatia. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.